I'm Mangino, and so happy to be a part of Pittsburgh Works, the special program that we'll be bringing you on Wednesdays throughout the month of October. You know, so oftentimes when you host talk radio programs, you talk about the things that are not going well. And people here, we beat up on ourselves a lot and don't recognize that Pittsburgh is the most livable city in America, continually rated as such. And we have some amazing businesses, amazing business people that have seen great opportunities here and have started their businesses, launched wonderful operations, and we're going to focus on many of those over the course of the next several weeks. To start us off tonight, Joanne Jenny is with us with the Pittsburgh International Airport. Joanne, welcome to KDK.
Good evening, Robert.
You know, it's so great to have you guys come on and kind of like be the first for this, because the Pittsburgh Airport, even though it's not where we want it to be, we want it to be so much more than what it is, there is still so much to be proud about and for people to realize, oh my goodness, we have an amazing facility right in our own backyard.
Exactly. In fact, we're first on this new show, and also there are so many firsts that can be noted about Pittsburgh International Airport. When we opened the terminal 20 years ago, it really was a revolution when it came to airports. The design was excellent. It was easy for people to get from airside to landside. And then the Air Mall was revolutionizing the whole way people shopped and ate and dined in an airport, and it created a whole new world. And so that's what we're celebrating with this 20th anniversary.
And many of the things that have changed over the course of time, one of them is fares. And there was a time when it wasn't the most economical to fly out of Pittsburgh. And now, as airfares have been going up all over the country for the past number of years, airfares in Pittsburgh have actually gone down.
That has been a tremendous benefit for the regional flyers here, too. We are 10% below the national average, and that has to do with the Airport Authority and the region's success in being able to attract low-cost carriers such as Southwest, JetBlue, AirTran, and those airlines have really helped to drive down the cost of the flights and make going on business flights and leisure flights a lot more competitive.
Yeah, and not only are we less expensive here as compared to the national average, but years ago, many people would go to Cleveland to fly because of the rates. But now we're even more competitive with Cleveland International Airport.
Exactly. We're 26% below their fares at Pittsburgh International Airport. So actually, we're getting a lot of flyers from Northeast Ohio to come into Pennsylvania and into Pittsburgh to fly out.
And one of the big reasons why they want to do that is because of that nonstop flight that we have to Paris. A lot of people from Cleveland are taking advantage of that.
Yes, they are. They are there, and they are here regionally as well. And that's part of the exciting news that we announced this week with the anniversary, is that Delta Airlines is going to be committing to extending the Paris flight through the summer of 2013, and they're going to be offering it for 5 days a week.
What does this airport mean to this economy?
Oh, well, I think it is a real generator for economic development. I think, especially when you have the nonstop flights to the West Coast and the nonstop flight to Europe, those are things that are going to help promote your region. It's going to help us attract more industry. It's going to help the businesses here grow more.
Millions of people fly through this airport every single year. You look at all the jobs that are there and then all the spin-off jobs that come as a result of it. The impact, I've heard some people estimate, into the billions of dollars this airport has on this local economy.
Exactly. There are thousands of jobs that are aviation-related, airline-related, both at Pittsburgh International Airport and at Allegheny County Airport. And then you've got the supporting industries as well, all the other transportation industry, the hospitality industry, the associated parking and related warehousing and cargo facilities all around the airport.
All right, big celebration coming up this weekend. Tell us about Pitt Family Fun Day.
Well, it's going to be a great day. We're taking this opportunity to open the airport up to the community to show what a great regional asset we are. We've worked with our partners at the Transportation Security Administration to come up with tours for the airside. They are currently sold out, but anybody that's already been registered can look forward to having a great time going to the airside terminal and checking out all the gate areas. Rumor has it, too, we may also have an aircraft that you'll be able to tour, well as take advantage of all the amenities. All of our air mall partners are offering great deals and specials for everybody that gets over there. Also, then, on land side, too, we're going to have a tremendous amount of events and play times for kids. So we're going to have a prize wheel. We have the kids cast coming from KDKA. And so we're just going to have a great fun day. It's free parking out there. And there's more information available on that at our website, which is www.flypittsburgh.com.
That's one of the great websites, too, flypittsburgh.com. So much great information is available when people go there about parking availability, long-term, short-term parking, delays. And speaking of delays, I was reading a little factoid about the airport. When it comes to cancellations and delays, especially on the cancellation side, the airport has an amazing record of maintaining flights to be able to fly and not shutting down the airport over the past number of years.
That's very true. And we have a lot of the pilots love to fly in and out of Pittsburgh because we don't have the congestion that they have on the East Coast. We also have all of our staff and our air traffic control at the ready in the winter months so that we can keep the airfield open and clear. So, you know, we can provide a lot of solutions to East Coast congestion as well in Pittsburgh. And hopefully, as we look into our future, that might be one of the solutions and one of the ways that we might be able to realize some growth.
All right. In the last minute that we have, because the time goes by so fast, and it's been great having you on, Joanne Jenny with us from the airport. Once again, Pitt Family Fun Day this weekend. Everybody's invited.
Exactly. It's at 10 to 3, and it's free parking at the airport, and just come out to the airport and have a good time.
Absolutely. Joanne Jenny, more information available at that very special website?
FlyPittsburgh.com.
I just love hearing you say that every time I hear you say it. Whether it's live in person or I hear the commercials on radio all over, it just, you know, and it was really great pleasure meeting you because it's one of those deals to where, and I hear this all the time, you hear the voice and then you get to put a face to the voice. And it's wonderful having you here today and being able to meet you.
Well, I'm really thrilled that I'm your guest, too, Robert. It was really fun coming down to the station.
And I am so glad that the Pittsburgh International Airport, you guys were able to be the launch show for this very special program in the month of October. Joanne Jenny, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We have more of Pittsburgh Works coming up for you just moments away.